Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, USA, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
All right, folks. America's worth it. America's worth the battle.
And
stay in the game. Don't take your ball and go home. Make a difference. Let's get to it. It's what we try to do every day on What's on Your Mind with your help. The vast audience of What's on Your Mind, who, by the way, deserve great kudos for selling a boatload of peaches for a very good cause yesterday. Way to go, West Fargo Rotary. They
crushed it.
They crushed it, and they brought us some yesterday, and they said, you can't believe how many people said they came there because they were listening to the flag. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And all for a great cause. We love demonstrating the power of this wonderful audience for good, for so much good, for so many things, and also as sort of just a collective place to come and work through a very, very, very challenging time in our nation's history. I mean, I could say, if I'm coming to you from a glass half full kind of perspective, we live in very interesting times, and I'd rather live in very interesting times than not. Why are you smiling, Ken?
That's an understatement.
Yes.
Interesting is a good word.
These are very interesting times.
Yes, they are.
And I'd rather live through that than boring times, I guess, right? Maybe not.
I would just like interesting in maybe a different way. You know, I'd be interested if we were, you know, dominating energy, dominating on trade deals, dominating on the fight against crime. That'd be interesting.
That would be, and we saw a version of that. It was called the Trump years.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Yeah, and even Donald Trump being the Republican nominee in 2016 and being elected, that's still part of these interesting times in which we live.
Amen.
Now it's morphed into the reaction to kill him politically, and some even believe literally. That the president, Tucker Carlson asked him that question. You afraid for your life? You think they're going to assassinate you? I mean, don't think they don't think about it. And again, many people believe they did that to John F. Kennedy, including the brother of John F. Kennedy, or what's RFK Jr., the nephew,
yep,
I guess,
yep.
the nephew of
That was John's brother, yep.
Right, well, they killed John's brother, but I'm saying Robert F. Kennedy Jr. believes that the CIA killed his uncle.
There's no doubt about it. Come on.
And if true... And it's beyond belief and provable, which, by the way, how many years has that been? Do the math, 1962. I mean, we still don't know that definitively. So are we going to know anything about 2020 elections or about, Steele dossiers or any of the other spying, the Hunter Biden? They have a way of just burying this deep, 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 deep. Beyond the earth. And it's unbelievable. That's why they're called a deep state, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a battle. But I think we should keep our minds positive. I'll give you one example. I talked to a great banker today, my banker, Dan Carey at Vision Bank. 20 years they've been in business at Vision Bank, and I've been a customer since day one. And right when we moved to Fargo, we became customers of Vision Bank shortly thereafter. I guess we came in 2001, and the bank opened in 2003. And I was asking about interest rates. I said, are mortgages still happening? Steve Hallstrom talked about this yesterday in the Steve Hallstrom Show about, the spike in interest rates. Does that mean people are not buying homes and there's no, and it's quite the opposite. Do you know, the worst job in the world right now is being a realtor in Fargo-Moorhead because there's no homes for sale.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
No inventory.
The market's hot.
Yep.
The market is hot. And this is with interest rates where they are. Now, he made the point that if you look at, I think it's the last 20 years, the average interest rate's like 9%. I forget the timeline. But what he said is, same amount of people as usual buying. Many times they just buy less house. Well, let me ask you this. I remember very well that my dad lost his business because of Jimmy Carter's double-digit 20% interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
This was in the 80s,
yep.
Right? And many people lost their livelihood as a result of those. So, you know, I get a little fearful about interest rates climbing up, and I think, gosh, what's that going to mean? But they came down from that 20 to a place where we just took off in the Reagan years. We zoomed. We took off. And I'll never forget my mom and dad wanting to buy a house when we moved to Montevideo. It was about $30,000. And the house looked identical to the Brady Bunch family house. You remember the famous Brady Bunch?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It was like $30,000. It was right across from the high school. It was so dang nice. It was unbelievable. And they just couldn't pull it off. So they bought a $20,000 house in a lesser neighbor that was less of a house. Tell me what's wrong with that. Tell me what's wrong with making a decision to say, well, interest rates are where they are. I'll just buy a little less house.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten to a point where money was so cheap, people are living in houses that are beyond their means.
Yep.
And look, maybe you all want to move up at some point. Maybe the interest rates come down. But it's not like everything stops. And it's the same with business. Business needs capital. They have to go there. There was a time they paid way more. Maybe they grow a little slower. Maybe they have to tighten their belt a little bit and say, we can't do this, folks. We can't do that. You know, maybe you restructure things and don't hire the people you plan to hire. Whatever. Isn't that called life? I think that's called life.
That is exactly what that is.
So my point in raising the question with the, you know, about the banker, here's a banker super optimistic. He's not saying, oh, my gosh, I'm lending less because the rates are higher. He's saying this is in our psyche that things are bad. This is what we're such a 24/7 right now society, aren't we?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That right now is everything. We don't have that perspective. We don't have that critical thinking. We just are panicked about what's in the moment.
Yep.
And I think it's time to get out of that because we do live in interesting times. And what choice do we have? We have a choice every day to get up and say, this sucks. This is terrible. I don't like what Biden's doing. I don't like the economy. I can't buy a bigger house. I can't afford a boat. This sucks. Because I could afford all that 4 years ago.
Yep.
And there was a different guy in the office. But you can also get up and say, what am I going to do about it today? What is my part in that? How can I convince people the economy isn't so bad so they'll buy more stuff from me? How can I grow our business? How can I end up on the other end of this with more business, more market share, because I was unafraid and optimistic during this battle? That's the attitude you need to choose.
Well, you clearly are not paying attention to the climate protests and abolish capitalism protests. You're talking about all this business and success. You need to abolish capitalism, Scott.
Oh, that,
come on.
That viral video.
Get on board.
Speaking of environmental protesters is classic. Describe this, Kev.
Oh, this is out at Burning Man. Burning Man is out in the Nevada desert. It's a huge festival. 100,000 plus people. The climate people came in and decided that they were going to block the highway. They did it, and the video you're seeing all over the web is the video of the tribal police pulling up with his truck on the PA saying, get out of the road. Get out of the effing road, or we're going to, and then they wouldn't. They just sat there like they were being told by their parents, and they just decided they didn't want to do it.
By the way, we've seen this movie. It's called Dakota Access Pipeline Protest.
Yeah.
We've seen
and,
this movie.
So the officer pulls up, and it went from here. And the first part of this you see miles. There he is. He's running down their little blockage of the road. They had a big, looks like a pontoon trailer across the highway. They moved that. Now the officer is U-turning.
You better move.
Now, let me just say right here. One of the leaders walks up to the front of this truck while the sirens are going, and they just ran this thing down, and she's got her hands out, and she's getting ready to pound on the hood of the truck, and out comes the officer. Yeah, she's right there.
Get down
now.
On the ground.
She's not getting down. She's taking her time. Now she's put on the ground.
What is she yelling? Let me hear her.
No weapons.
We're environmental protesters.
Please.
Of course, then they're all resisting. Please, please, we're nonviolent. We're environmental protesters.
No, it was this.
We're environmental protesters. Yeah. It's the best.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and block the road then. As long as you're environmental protesters.
As long as you're nonviolent.
You get a free pass, just like the DAPL protesters did. And I would argue that there is a version of that opposition against Summit Carbon Solutions and the pipeline. I would argue. I'm going to talk about that when we come back because it's sad for me to see that is happening again in North Dakota after all we've been through. So stay tuned.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burley, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So good. Can't even believe it. A classic, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Life's been good. It'll be good again.
Life's been good. Exactly right. Just remember that. Working on getting it great again. Brought to you today by High Road Partners. Want to talk a little bit about what they do. for businesses and benefits. They're locally owned and operated. They're independent. They're local. They work with a variety of carriers to provide the best options for your company. So, number one, if your broker is not local, if you're not getting insurance for your team from someone local, think long and hard about that. And locally owned and operated, you, can, by the way, can change any time. This isn't like an annual thing. Change your broker anytime, regardless of your plan year. They do that work for you. Have all the same technology of the bigger firms, years of knowledge and experience, year-round dedicated support. We use High Road Partners, and we love them. We absolutely love them. Find out more at highroadpartners.com to learn more and set up a meeting, highroadpartners.com. All right, I want to talk about environmental, what did that woman call herself?
Environmental protesters.
Okay.
They're nonviolent.
All right. I want to talk about environmental protesters.
Blocking the road. Nonviolent.
I'm going to call this genius, for lack of a better term, was to go after the midstream, to go after the pipeline. In other words, we're not going to stop oil drilling. We want to do that. We want to stop the permitting of the pipelines, which in effect cuts off the road. So, for instance, if I sold Mike Lindell's slippers for, by the way, $29.99 right now at MyPillow.com. So I sell those, and my biggest market is in Dallas, Kevin. So
yep.
I have to go from Fargo to Dallas.
Yep.
And protesters take out, block, stop the road that gets me to Dallas. I'm out of business. So it's a de facto way of getting the business that they hate, oil and gas and fossil fuels, out of business. Okay?
Yes, but...
We're environmental protesters!
I know they are.
They have a case, Scott!
But here's the problem. We have another dispute over a pipeline, many of whom would not call themselves environmental protesters that oppose this, but are effectively having the same effect. Now, I say this to you, you have to realize we are in an environment right now of really bad policy and really bad regulations on companies that have come from the Biden regime but have been percolating way back to Obama. Remember Solyndra and all the deals they were doing?
Oh, yeah.
Solar panels and
yep.
Wind turbines, all that stuff. Okay, it's been going on a while. And now what they've done is they said, you know what? We're going to impose something called environmental social governance. And we're going to demand that companies follow that or they don't get a permit. They don't build a pipeline. They don't drill for oil. And some really smart people at the Energy and Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks, world-class research, said, well, this ESG deal is all about carbon because this goofy idea of carbon is bad, ruining everything and global warming and all their scare tactics, right? Carbon bad. You have to reduce the amount of man-made carbon in the air. Never mind, North Dakota has a robust oil, gas, coal industry, ethanol, everything else, all going. Ethanol plants emit CO2 as well. And how's the air? Other than the Canadians screwing up our air for the fires, our air is unbelievable. We're the best air anywhere. Ask the American Cancer Society. They,
yep.
They rank us. I think we're fourth in the U.S. of best air to breathe. So, if all this carbon ruins the atmosphere, why? How do you explain this then? Well, never mind. You can't argue with these people with facts. So, smart people at EERC say, okay, they don't like carbon. Kind of dumb, but here's what we'll do. Two things. One, we're going to take that carbon, we're going to get it piped to oil fields, and we're going to enhance oil and gas production. Okay? By that I mean life of the normal well is about, I think, 20, 25 years, and it's like a hockey stick. They climb like crazy, and then at the bottom, it just kind of trickles off. And if you're able to go back in and generate more oil and gas, guess what you'll have more of in North Dakota? Schools, roads,
money,
bridges, dollars for everything.
Yep.
Right now, it's about half of the coffers come from oil and gas. You're extending the life of that. Okay? And mind you, the technology right now allows us to get anywhere from 10 to 20% of the oil out of the ground. We're scratching the surface. So this idea of fossil fuels go away, it's a fantasy. But if we can beat them at their own game, like what EERC has come up with in the way of technology to not only enhance oil recovery, but the second piece of that is to store it. Now, people say, well, that's CO2 in a pipeline. I don't want that. It's okay if you do oil or water or any of these other things, but boy, you can't do CO2 because it might be harmful. Well, let's see. Where is there CO2 piped right now in North Dakota? We've been doing it since the Ed Schaefer years. The Dakota Gasification Plant, Synfuels Plant. Sending CO2 to assist with oil recovery in Canada. Pipeline is operated with zero problems. It is a bold-faced lie to say this pipeline will not be safe. Just like it was a bold-faced lie to say the Dakota Access Pipeline wouldn't be safe. If you believe statistically that pipelines fail at too high of a rate, then you would never leave your home because the risk of driving in your car or flying in your airplane would be vastly more than a pipeline rupturing. Does it happen? Absolutely. Planes crash too. Cars crash too. But the percentage of times is the safest transport you can do. We had a time in North Dakota when we didn't have a Dakota Access Pipeline or all the other gathering systems that are moving oil to markets right now in refineries. And guess what we did have? A glut of trucks on the road and an absolute disaster in northwest North Dakota of impacts from that. Not only on the roads, but also on the spike in fatalities and accidents. And you get an accident with an oil tanker, your chances are not very good to survive. So I think this is a good strategy. I think it's a brilliant strategy. And I'm sad that people that normally would say, hey, I'm all for ag and energy, are now standing in the way of something that's for ag and energy. Because it allows the ethanol industry to not only survive, but thrive. It allows the oil and gas industry. It's really a question of, do you want an oil, gas, coal, ethanol industry in North Dakota, or do you not? Because we can't opt out of these ridiculous new rules. Not today. No how, no way. Here's what I'd love to do. I'd love to better understand the 20% of folks that are against this project, and also why the 80% are in favor of the project. But today, let me hear from you. 701-271-1100. Text us too. If you're in the opposition camp of the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline, just help educate me on why.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. Hurricane Idalia is hitting Florida's Big Bend region this morning. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has maximum sustained winds well over 100 miles per hour, and that puts it as a class of major hurricane. The center is warning of storm surges and big winds along Florida's Gulf Coast and inland as it heads northeast by about 15 miles an hour. The American Red Cross is busy. More than 1,500 disaster workers are spread across 25 relief operations from coast to coast, helping people impacted by recent wildfires and storms. Today is the two-year anniversary of the disastrous U.S. military evacuation of Afghanistan. The final departure came just hours after the Taliban took control of the country. The confusion created by the U.S. military's sudden departure led to an attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You gotta get out of here, you crazy battle ass.
What was the second one? Who's saying that to the clip.
To the
protesters?
You gotta get out of here, you crazy battle axe.
What I'm so fearful here is I see the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
Yeah.
One was over water, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to ruin the water. You're going to wreck the water. Never mind. The pipeline followed the same path other pipelines had followed.
Water's doing fine.
It's down in the bedrock.
People are still fishing.
And worst case, where the water intake from the for Standing Rock, where that is on the river,
right,
was going the wrong way. Of where the oil would go.
Right.
If, in fact, that pipeline ever broke, which is a 1,900,000. So, anyway, there were so many things. But I feel the same thing about the CO2 thing. I mean, the opponents are saying, well, they're really in two camps. One camp is, this is stupid. Why are we playing this game? Screw carbon management. Screw anything to do with carbon. You're playing the game. You're succumbing to these wacko climate activists. And I would argue we're not succumbing to them. We're beating them at their own game. Will they go on to protest something else? Absolutely, because that's what they do, right, Kev? They're environmental protesters!
Well, I get it that that's the game we have to play, so that's the rules they've given, so you got to play in that. But, I mean, the big picture in my mind with the whole capturing carbon is just, I mean, it's a money grab. It's a fool's errand. It's nonsense. I mean, you're not...
How is it a money grab?
Well, I mean, it's are they doing it anywhere else? Is China doing it? Is any other country making an effort on this? No, the answer is no.
Well, I would argue with that. We're doing it in North Dakota.
Well, okay.
We capture carbon and put it in a pipeline.
Yeah, and
is it widespread? No.
No one else is really buying into it. I just what little I do know about it, what I've read about it, it's like, well, the Earth makes carbon everywhere, all the time, from volcanoes to the Earth's crust. I mean,
hear me out a second here, though. You're absolutely right. Every other country in the world, they're not going to do this. They're just going to keep burping this stuff in the air.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, they're wanting us to ruin our economy
right.
And stop oil and gas development. But my point is this. If we can find a use for the carbon, and we capture a tiny percentage of the carbon, literally man-made carbon, and we put it in a pipeline and it enhances oil recovery, why wouldn't we do that?
Well, if oil recovery gets going and it needs that enhancement, then I can't find an argument that you wouldn't if that's the case.
Well, every well ends.
Yeah.
Every well ends at some point.
Yeah.
So
I get that. And if it enhances and helps it, I could see it as long as it makes sense, money wise. But it seems to me like there's
everything you've described. I don't disagree with you. I just think that's the game they play, the dollars, everything else. But it's a game we could win in North Dakota, and very few people would be able to win because they don't have the geology that we do. Kathy Nesset's the world-class expert on this as well.
And I get it.
She could tell you all day long how this is, look, we're using caverns God created, right? And we're using our minds on how to say that cavern down there could just be a cavern filled of, you know, whatever, or we could pump carbon down there. And these people think carbon's bad, so we got more than we know what to do with. We'll put some of the Mad Men stuff down there, and we'll save these industries. It's that dire. Anyway, I've talked enough about it. I want to hear your opinion on it. Texts are rolling in at 701-237-1590. You can also email us, studio@flagfamily.com. And I love it when you call, 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. First time I've said the numbers today. I apologize. But there they are. If this has revved you up and you have a different opinion than I do, please, please, please give us a call. We're brought to you today by Swanson Hyperbarics, by the way. Swanson Hyperbarics is life-changing, natural healing. That's what they offer, all right? And I know you've heard me talk about this. You've heard us broadcast from Swanson Hyperbarics. Every time we have the experts on, people call, what about this? What about that? Would it work for this? That are getting no relief from care elsewhere, either from a pill or from some other kind of therapy or whatever. They have no relief, and they get relief from Swanson Hyperbarics. Now, Big Pharma doesn't like Swanson Hyperbarics or any other hyperbaric oxygen treatment because they don't use pills. They use air, oxygen, to heal you. The science on this is decades old. Anyway, coming up on Saturday, September 23rd, they're going to host a fall fest, they call it, at the clinic from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So, kind of getting out of lake season there a little bit. Circle that on your calendar. September 23rd, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'll have food there. They'll have games there. They'll have music there. It'll be fun. Bring the kids. But also booths and things that you can see. You can tour the clinic. You can meet the staff. Sign up for a chance to win prizes. Good deal. Really, really good deal. From our friends at SwansonHyperbarics.com. Mike Morgan, have you seen what he's doing? The former TV anchor? He actually is doing a little health journey with Swanson Hyperbarics.
Oh, I did see that.
On the anti-aging.
Yep,
it's and the whole story is chronicled at SwansonHyperbarics.com. Here's Dennis. Dennis, what's wrong with my theory on carbon capture here and North Dakota's role in it?
Well, I don't have a problem with pipelines, but I have a problem with this whole idea of taking carbon dioxide and sticking it down in the ground and you're never going to be able to recapture that stuff again. And I think if we got the government money out there, I believe what Kevin is saying is right on. And I just can't buy into this whole government mandate. It's like climate change with this carbon sequestration.
I hate
it
too.
I guess all I have to say about it.
You know, Dennis, I hate it. I hate it too.
Playing their games.
Right.
But here's the deal.
We got to quit playing their games. We got to start standing up.
Can we though? Can we opt out? Can we stop playing their games? Can we say no? Or will our industry look at coal? One of the greatest coal plants, efficient coal plants in the country.
I'll tell you what. When they turn the switch and don't have any electricity to run all of the stuff they want to run, they'll probably come back and rethink what they're doing. And until we make them realize that what we have is energy is necessary, they're not going to change. They're going to think wind and solar are going to solve all our problems, and that's malarkey.
But when they turn the switch off, it's too late. Coal plants will be gone. Again, they just sold a coal plant, one of the best in the country, for a buck. That's what Great River Energy did. They sold a beautiful, perfectly good coal plant.
Maybe they need to start turning off the energy to all these wackos that comes from coal.
Can't do it.
The coal plants are gone.
Can't do it. It's illegal.
Why?
It's illegal. It's against the law. I've said it before. We should shut Minnesota off and show them they get their energy from North Dakota.
It's illegal to cross the border, too, but they're letting everybody do it.
Hey. Hey! For the win!
That's the best line of the day, Dennis.
For the win!
That's the best line of the day, right there.
Well, I mean, we could go into all kinds of things here, but we have been standing here talking about this for all of the Biden administration plus, and if we would have taken troops and put them on the border, and told the federal government, stop us from protecting our country, what would they have done?
Well, yeah. You know, you're right.
Good point.
Took them to court, probably. But my point is, we're up against people who want
court. Can they prove their case?
Right. Yeah. Prove it.
And we have.
Back to prove it.
We have.
Yeah.
You know, in the case of the border, right? We've certainly done that. And I think, the idea of going to court to say it's stupid to store carbon, I don't know the particulars of that. Or the mandates or anything else. Let me boil down Dennis's comment.
Well,
yeah.
if we start standing up from these other things, the carbon thing would go away. You know, I mean, climate change. You know, I just heard on the radio this morning, 1,600 climatologists and scientists have signed on to this thing that said climate change is a farce. We need to get that out so the real world hears it.
We do.
But that this morning.
We start doing that and we start standing up and saying, you know, no more illegals across the border, and the ones we got, they're going back. We don't care where you go, but you're going across the border. And then, I mean, if we as Americans do that, what are the crazies going to do, the 10% of our country that's crazy?
I hope it's that low.
You know,
Dennis,
I'll get off the air because somebody else probably is as mad as I am.
Well, I'm glad you're mad, and I think I'm going to boil your comment down to Dennis, I'm going to boil your comment down to this. You want more fight on these issues.
I want us to follow the laws. And if we don't hold our politicians' feet to the fire, they're going to just keep raking in their little largesse, and we're going to get screwed no matter what we do.
Dennis, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Bruce and Grand Forks behind him. Let me get to a couple of texts before we get to Bruce. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Email studio@flagfamily.com or text 701-237-1590. Listener says, the climate people will win if we do it, as I'm sure they're invested in it themselves. They get rich by pushing us to do this. The leftists have to pay high energy prices themselves, so they choke on the cake they baked. I know a lot of leftists struggling much harder than I am. Let them keep hanging themselves. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Minnesota listener, weird question. All that smoke in the air from the wildfires, is that not carbon? That's a good question. I don't know if that's carbon or not, but it's a good example of natural pollution.
It's ash, yeah.
Right? It's natural. So Texas says carbon pipeline would be fine if privately funded. First of all, it is privately funded for the most part. I think there's some tax credits that they're able to get because, again, the laws, going back to the laws that people are following, have passed things where there are tax credits to incentivize new projects. Now, that's not always bad because a tax credit like that is why we have the Bakken, because a very smart governor by the name of Ed Schaefer back in the 90s said, what if we incentivized some exploration of North Dakota oil, which everybody thought was done? There's no more oil to get. We're out. We're bust. And then that research happened as a result of those grants, and that became the Bakken, and high horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing were paired up to unleash the North Dakota miracle that we've had. And everybody within the sound of my voice in North Dakota has benefited immensely, immensely from that. If your kids are in school, if you drive on our roads. And look at all the things the Legacy Project is doing. That should be called the oil fund.
One question I have about enhancing oil recovery is the cost of getting the carbon and doing the enhancing and it offset enough to, you know what I mean? To make the oil more profitable. Is that its own money deal?
Good question. I would guess no to start, but that's how all things start. It wasn't in the Bakken either to start. Things take time.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard.
Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
For lunch? What's for breakfast, you could ask? What's for dinner? Hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, breakfast pizzas in the morning, or a home cooking grab and go meal waiting for you at PetroServe USA today. Sweetie's Meatballs in Harwood. Brand new car wash up there, too. Check that out. PetroServe USA. Sweetie's Meatballs or Southern Chicken Bowl choices at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Beefy Noodles, 12th Avenue and I-29. PetroServe USA. Lasagna at their NP Avenue location, downtown Fargo. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon along Highway 10. Orange Chicken in Yulin today. And Chicken Parmesan on 45th Street and 9th Avenue Southwest. Around the West Acres area out there. Great stop. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. I didn't finish this text from before. Carbon pipeline would be fine if it was privately funded. Again, the majority of it is privately funded, although incentivized fairly by tax credits, certainly. But that's in every new technology, pretty much. Another listener says Burgum would be a terrible Secretary of Energy, no spine. If he would tell energy companies that he wouldn't allow feds in to regulate suppress, it would go a long way. Time to fight. Now, you're right. In that case, we can't do that legally. We can't opt out of the federal government. They have so many strings that they can pull, and they do. If you don't make your law this, your speed limit that, you don't get these funds. But why? Did the founding fathers ever envision the federal government dictating to the states? Of course not, because the states created that would be like our youngest daughter, Haley. She's a junior at Arizona State University. If she called and said, Mom, Dad, here's the deal. I'm not going to work anymore, and you're going to pay for my school. Because I can't work. It's just too much to do with school and my nanny jobs and all the other stuff I'm doing. That's the way it's going to be. And it's turned around. We created Haley. She is our flesh and blood. She didn't boss us around, tell us how. It's exactly the same thing. The states created the federal government.
Yet.
This is insane. You have all this, you know what it is? It's drip by drip by drip by drip.
Thousand
it's
cuts.
Turning up the, you know, the frog, you know, pot.
Yep.
It's all of that. But because it's illegal now, doesn't mean you can't fight it. Go challenge the constitutionality of it, of saying, feds, you can't come here and suppress our industry. Texture goes on to say, time to fight. Also, where is Kramer? Why doesn't he defend Trump? I recall last Friday, on a number of things, Senator Kramer was connecting with Trump. And by the way, you need to know, those two, Kevin has said this publicly, chat regularly, and recently had a very long conversation in which he expressed admiration at the job that Governor Doug Burgum is doing in the presidential race, and that he'd be a good Secretary of Energy, which somebody else just brought up. All right, what else?
You know, we got it with Kevin, and I love Kev. It's not that he's not a fighter. It's that he doesn't come off as one. And that's, you know, it's like the guy that gets the most attention in the room is the guy that's screaming the loudest and threatening the most, you know.
And gets a lot less done.
And gets a lot less done.
Screaming.
Right.
It's a great analogy.
And I can tell you, I mean, he's not my senator, but I've gotten to know him really pretty well. I mean, he'll text me on things when we're on the morning show in Fargo. Like, he's listening. Oh, hey, man. I would always tell him, dude, find a way to get PO'd. Find a way to come off as, and I mean, he's so level-headed. But his fight is there. It's just the perception of it not being there. I think that's the biggest hit he takes. Is that fair?
It is. Yep, absolutely. Another, and by the way, he's strategic on when he fights.
Well,
I think if you knew the battles that
agree.
He's fought.
Yep.
One example for our Air Force bases in North Dakota, and so they have a future, which they likely could not have under the Biden administration, and the Space Force, and the collaboration that's happening there. I mean, those are dog-on-dog fights against 99 other senators, but you don't always know what's going on behind the scenes. Another listeners, someone should ask the protesters how they got there. Did they meal team their trailer there?
You got to get out of here, you crazy battle axe.
Oh, goodness.
But wait a minute.
Environmental protesters.
All right.
We're not violent.
This listener just said, come on. Catching some Z's. This is a boring topic. All right, well, just wait. We're going to talk about elections next hour. Michael Howe, Secretary of State in North Dakota, has confirmed that a ballot measure has been submitted for approval to his office relating to how North Dakota runs elections. This is an effort to give the election process back to the people. We're going to find out from the organizer of that petition what it's all about. And then we're going to talk about higher education, specifically the University of North Dakota, a little bit about critical thinking. How do we get to a place where we are in the country where so many people are opting out and not thinking critically?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Got an email from a friend. I love that video, guys. Wasn't it 40 years ago they were screaming global cooling and we were all going to freeze? That was acid rain, I think. So many sheep that follow everything the government has to say. This is a wonderful example. Way to go, peace officers.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
By the way, we'll post that video on our social media so you can see it. Listener says, off the energy topic, but something I think may help the anti-Trump crowd understand why MAGA has started voicing opposition to supporting anyone else in a general election. Republican New Hampshire Secretary of State contemplating keeping Trump off the ballot. MAGA is starting to view our own party just as hostile as the Democratic Party. Why would we help them win when they show us nothing but threats and disrespect? Very fair point. Wise counsel from our fine listeners on what's on your mind. Hey, it's Scott Hammond for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.